Lesson 5.
Word list.
Bacteria.
O.
Discovery. Discover.
Organism.
Virus.
Hateful.
Accident. By accident.
Basement.
Bacteriologist.
Substance.
Deadly.
Plate.
Mould.
Ring.
Flourish.
Transfer.
Test tube.
Present.
Association. Medical association.
Penicillin.
Ignore.
Meanwhile.
Dye.
Textile.
Inject. Injection.
Amount.
Mice.
Drug.
Search.
Sulfur.
Perfect.
Dreaded. Dread.
Scarlet fever.
Leprosy.
Respond. Respond to.
Cure.
Pneumonia.
Earn.
Effect. Side effect.
Crystal.
Dissolve.
Collect.
Kidney.
Interfere.
Function.
Skin rash.
Journal.
Quantity. In quantity.
Reduce. Reduced cost.
Infection.
Absorb.
Frequently.
Reaction.
Allergic.
Fatal.
Heal.
Agent.
Idioms and expressions.
To owe to.
To present to.
To earn the name of.
Wonder drug.
Side effect.
To come upon.
Proper names.
Louis Pasteur.
Alexander Fleming.
Gerhard Domk.
Text.
Killers of bacteria. Modern medicine owes a great deal to the discovery of certain tiny disease-carrying organisms. Louis Pasteur was the discoverer of bacteria. Much later, scientists discovered viruses. But it was left to scientists of our own time to develop powerful killers of these hateful microorganisms. One such powerful killer was discovered in the autumn of 1928. The discovery came about quite by accident. In his basement laboratory in London, a bacteriologist, Dr. Alexander Fleming, was searching for a substance that would kill deadly bacteria. On his desk were small plates containing the bacteria. One evening, one of the plates happened to be left uncovered. When Fleming arrived the next morning, he saw that the plate had gathered mould during the night. This was no surprise, for the basement was quite damp, with only one window. But what he saw next did surprise him. On the uncovered plate, the bacteria on the outer ring were flourishing, but close to the mould, there were none left. They had somehow disappeared. He transferred the mould to a clean plate and let it grow for 2 weeks. It, too, would destroy bacteria in a test tube. Would it, he wondered, do the same to bacteria in the human body. Fleming presented the result of his experiment in a report to a medical association, giving the name penicillin to the mould he had discovered. But for 10 years, while he continued to experiment with penicillin, his discovery was largely ignored by the medical world. Meanwhile, another powerful killer of bacteria and viruses was discovered, again by accident. A group of German scientists were working on dyes for textiles. One of them, Gerhard Domk, injected a tiny amount of a red dye into some mice that were dying from an infection. Almost immediately, the infection was gone, and the mice recovered. After further experiments, Domk developed a drug from the red dye, and this was the first of the sulfur drugs. The discovery started scientists in many parts of the world on the search for new and better sulfurs, and a number of them were found and perfected. Dreaded diseases like scarlet fever and leprosy responded to the sulfurs. Two British scientists developed a sulfur that could cure pneumonia, a disease that up to that time had caused thousands of deaths yearly. Pretty soon they earned the name of wonder drugs. Unfortunately, many of them have side effects. For the sulfurs are tiny crystals that do not dissolve in human blood and might collect in the kidney and interfere with its functioning. Some people develop skin rashes when they take sulfurs. Then, in 1938, a team of British scientists came upon Dr. Fleming's report in an old medical journal and made further experiments with the drug. In 1941, it was declared safe for use on humans. The drug was produced in quantity and became cheaper. The reduced cost made possible worldwide use of penicillin in treating many infections. But it was really a rediscovery. Unlike sulfur drugs, penicillin is made up of plant material that the body can absorb. But penicillin too has its side effects. Frequently, the reaction it causes is only a skin rash or a light fever. But to people who are allergic to it, its use could be fatal. Still, since it was first introduced, it has saved millions and millions of lives. Meanwhile, man continues in his search for new drugs, always with the hope of some day discovering more powerful and safer healing agents.